42. It's in the Old Testament. Psalms. You ought to live in Psalms. Psalms. When life brings you troubles, live in Psalms. Turn to your neighbor and say, you should be living in Psalms. I keep Psalms open. I got a lot of Bibles. One Bible's always open to Psalms because I'm going to need some encouragement in this life. And you can go to Psalms and find your place in the Bible. Somebody divinely has experienced the problems and the sufferings that you may be going through at this time. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's very encouraging. You know, when you feel abandoned, you need to go to the Psalms. When your world seems to fall apart, you need to go to the Psalms. When you are afraid, you need to go to the Psalms. When you feel guilty, you need to go to the Psalms. When you feel like your family is getting on your nerves, when you are facing a daunting challenge, when you are discouraged by the apparent prosperity of the wicked, y'all don't get too far ahead of me. When you do not feel very thankful, when you feel as if God has forgotten you, when you are tempted to lose faith in God, when you have lost your eternal perspective, when you feel like you are barely hanging on, when you are wondering what God expects from you, when you want to know God better, when you need to be reminded of the goodness of God, when you need to recommit yourself to serving God, when you need wisdom, when you need a reminder of God's mercy, and when you feel like celebrating, live in Psalms. It'll help you. And turn to your neighbor and say, thank you so much for not talking during the sermon. Out of respect for your neighbor, for sure. Psalm 42. Thirsting for God in trouble, in exile. Are you in trouble? Have you been in trouble? Have you been in exile? Yes. Exile means you don't have a home of your own at the time. You're in a place that you maybe not want to be, somewhere where you're not real comfortable. Okay. But can you still thirst for God when you're in trouble or when you're in exile?
Yes.
Good question. The psalmist knows all about it, and that's why we're going to get encouragement. We're going to read it from divine scripture. It's God reading, it's God writing to us. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude kept in the festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. Amen. Oh, my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan, the peaks of Hermon, from the mount of Mizar. Keep calls to the deep and the sound of your waterfalls and all the breakers of your waves. They rolled over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and His song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of my enemies? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revile me. While they say to me all day long, where's your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. I love the Psalms. I love preaching out of the Psalms because I can look in the Psalm and relate to it. Just like parts of the Bible, when you're having trouble with issues in life, when you're having troubles with despair or depression, go find yourself in the Word. Your circumstances may not change, but God will give you rest in His Word and give you peace through the storms when you just don't see any way out.
Okay.
And that's why I like to go to divine scripture. It's not necessarily things will change, but I can get encouragement knowing that God knows how we feel. And I like the way he starts off. Have you ever seen a deer pen or a dog pen when they're real thirsty? No question about it. When you see a dog that's thirsty, if you're in the woods and you're a hunter and you see a deer happen to pant, most people haven't seen a deer pant, it is just extremely obvious that the deer or the dog that's thirsty wants what? And they're not going to do anything else until they get what? Until they get their thirst satisfied. And he says, you know what, I've got a lot of problems going on in my life, but one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to just back off, back out, or give in. I'm going to be panting like the deer pants for God. I'm going to still do that no matter what my situation is, because God is deserving of my attention.
Amen.
My soul pants for you, O God. He knew God had gotten him from one place to another, but he was in a down and out place at this time of his writing. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've been down and out. And turn to your other neighbor and say, I've been a little depressed. See, it's not a sin to be depressed, but it hurts you if you ignore it. It hurts you to ignore it. You've got to cry out to God when you're in a depression state, or when you're in trouble, or when you're in exile. And the psalmist knows that, and he wants to encourage you. But if you have troubles, you can still praise God and still thirst after God and His righteousness. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Thirst. Man, when you're thirsty, when you run in your summertime and you're hot and you're thirsty, I mean, humans can be real thirsty and almost pant. When you're thirsty, there's nothing else that you wanted except for water. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, every day. Not just the good days, not when I just feel like it. Not when everything's just going great do I come to God. I've got to go to God when I'm down and I'm out and I'm in despair and I'm in trouble. That seems how the Lord can speak the loudest to us when we need Him the most. Do you find it where you're getting the Word a little bit more when you're a little bit down and out? You gravitate into the Word, trying to find comfort in where God wants you to be. Look what happened. He's really down and out now. My tears have been my food day and night. How many of you eat three times a day usually? Yeah? Three times? Three meals, more or less. Well, he wasn't eating, but his food, he was crying at least that much every day. Turn to your neighbor and say, I have shed some tears in my life. And he was shedding a lot of tears. But you know what I like about tears? One thing I do, it says in the Bible, it gives us a vivid picture of tears. There's only one person that's ever known every tear you shed, and that's God Himself. Because you've cried alone before in the darkness of night. when nobody was around except for God. And He's got your tears recorded in heaven, so don't be discouraged. When you're down and depressed and out, don't be discouraged. If you're crying, the psalmist was crying. My tears have been my food day and night. I've cried a lot. While they say to me all day long, where's your God? Oh, that's what's happening. His enemies, those people that don't know God,
amen,
they're taunting Him.
Yeah.
Look at all the problems you got.
Yeah.
Where's your God now? You call yourself a Christian? Well, you got more problems than me. You see how hard that is to take somebody taunting you like that? I would hate to be taunted. And they were taunting him. Where's your God? You're doing the right thing, but look, you got nothing. You might have friends like that, people that don't know God through Christ, and they're going like, yeah, you think you're doing good? Where's your God? You ain't got nothing. Oh, but you got a story to tell them.
Amen.
And so while they say to me all day long, his enemies are taunting him. I don't like to be taunted, do you? Turn your name and say, I do not like to be taunted. That's hurtful. Man, that is hurtful when you get taunted like that. It's insulting and hurtful. And the psalmist was being insulted and hurting. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've hurt before too. These things I remember and I pour out my soul within me. He's hurting. His heart is hurting. His soul is hurting. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them. He was a choir director. This wasn't David. It was another author of this psalm. David wrote a lot of the psalms. Solomon wrote some psalms. Moses even wrote Psalms 90. So there's about 7 or 8 authors in the book of Psalms. But he was a director of music. And now he's remembering. He's got all these problems right now. But he's remembered the times when he was rejoicing, when he was leading the people of God into praise and thanksgiving. He was remembering all the good things in life that God had brought him through.
Amen.
He wanted to grab a hold to the good things. And a lot of times when we have troubles in life, sometimes we're quick to forget,
amen,
where God has brought us out of and where He's bringing us through.
Amen.
Some of us like, God ain't done nothing for me lately. Just don't get that way. Because we can think way back on how God pulled us out of the muck and the mire. We're not where we need to be, but we're not where we used to be. But he was remembering that procession, how you used to go along and lead that procession in the house of God with the joy, with the voice of joy, yes, and the voice of thanksgiving, yes. You can thank God when you don't have nothing from God because your eternal destiny is secure in Christ and your home is in heaven. You'll have a heavenly condo. You'll walk on streets of gold. You'll never be sick again. You'll never be in the hospital again. You'll never go through problems again. You'll never sin again. And you can love me perfectly like Christ loves you.
Amen.
Man, I'm just starting to preach a little bit. I'm getting excited. So he's thankful still. He's having problems. He's got joy because he's remembering how God used to take care of him and all the joyful times in his life. They'll happen again. Turn to your neighbor and say, they'll come again. Say this, don't give out.
Don't give out.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give in.
Don't give in. Amen.
Okay, so I'm thinking about this in verse 5, and he's saying, why are you in despair, my soul? Okay, what's the problem? You can preach, you can read it, but what's the problem? Okay, I got all this, but why am I still in despair? Good question. I like questions in the Bible. It prompts me to go find an answer. And he's saying it to who? Himself. Talk to yourself all the time. Tell yourself, ask yourself these kinds of questions. It's okay. It's going to prompt you to find an answer in God's Word. Soul? Yes. Why are you in despair? I'm not sure, but I want to find out because it's hurting me. Okay, let's get busy. That was good, y'all. That was my life. Y'all didn't like that? Take yourself by the collar like this and preach to yourself a minute. I'm always preaching to myself. I'm just preaching to myself all the time. I'm going to talk to myself, but I don't want to listen to myself because that'll get me in trouble. You know those little old voices in your head that say something that you know ain't right? Okay, he's trying to dig his way out. And why have you become disturbed within me? Okay, good question. Why are you in despair, oh my soul? Good question. But he's getting through it now. He's getting through it. He's not doing jumping jacks. He's not doing cartwheels yet. But he says, hope in God. That's his answer to himself. Turn to your neighbor and say, hope in God.
Hope in God.
Oh! A special revelation from God. No, it's not. It's right here in His Word. Hope in God. He's saying, I'm disturbed. Hope in God. I'm just in despair. Hope in God. Simple. Simple words, but profound. For I shall praise Him. For the help of His presence. Even though you feel like sometime in your life God is not hearing you, He always is there. He's going to listen to you and deal with your issues in His timing. Are you patient and humble enough to wait it out for God's perfect timing?
Amen.
Many times we just look at our watch going like, come on, Lord, I've been praying for that for a long time. Nothing's happening. Just hold on. Do the right thing. Read the Word. Stay humble before God. And He says, I'll hope in God, for I shall again praise Him. I'm going to praise Him when I have a bad day. Because God never changes, only my circumstances. How many of you have had your circumstances change in about a year, in the last year? How many times? Man, that's changing all the time. I'm going like, if I try to live in all those circumstances and not live in the presence of God, but live in those circumstances and get like that and get me all wound up and bothered, I'd be a crazy man. God never changes. He's the same today and forever and yesterday. So trust in Him. Deep calls to the deep at the sounds of your waterfalls. He was remembering, I like the sound of a waterfall, don't y'all? It's peaceful for me. If I find a waterfall, I can hear it from in the mountains. I'll just go over there and just sit by. It's just peaceful. So there's some peace. And then he says, on the other side of the picture, all your breakers and your waves have rolled over me. Now, that ain't good. He's saying, like, I feel right now in my despair that I feel like a sailor that's been shipwrecked out in a dark sea. Can you imagine being out in a dark sea shipwrecked? I don't like it. I don't like being way out in the ocean. How many of you have been way out in the ocean where you can see no land anywhere, no light anywhere? That's not my favorite place to be for some reason. I just like to see land, a lighthouse, some mountains, but being out in the ocean with nothing? And then the psalmist, he's saying, my troubles feel like I'm a sailor that's been shipwrecked and hanging on a piece of driftwood out in the dark sea, and the waves are rolling over my head.
Don't take me there. I don't like that.
I cruised 5-6 years ago, went on a cruise with In Touch Ministries and another ministry, and it was dark out there. Cruise ship, and they were dodging icebergs. And I was going, wow, we're way out in this ocean, and it's dark. And I looked over to the edge, and I said, whoa, if I fell overboard there without any flotation device, as cold as that water was, and as high as those waves were crashing on the side of the boat, I'd be in a heap of trouble. So I got back off the side. So he felt like that shipwrecked sailor with the waves bouncing all over him. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night. Have you ever had lonely nights? Depressed nights, despair nights, nights of just nothing going great. He knew the Lord was with them, even though he didn't feel in his heart at the time that the Lord was listening. How many of you know that it's dangerous to go by your feelings? Do not. Go by the Word, what the promises of God tell you, what the promises of God say that you can claim in your life so you can live in victory, not that your problems will go away immediately, but the victory is trusting in God so you can have peace through the storms of life. So when you get depressed, you can still reach out to God. Even if things are not going right, you can still give Him glory because He saved you by grace through His Son Christ. You got a home in glory. And you're like me, I used to think, well, that's a long way off. But you know what? I'm 53 years old. I was 25 just 2 minutes ago, it seemed, in my mind. I remember looking at my brother when he was my age. I'm going, you're old, man. And now I'm that way. I'm one heartbeat away from seeing God. And you know, my life is a blink of an eye. Turn to your neighbor and just blink your eye like that. There you go. There's your life to God. 1,000 years is a day to God. That blink, that's your life. So what you doing with it while you're here? Are you storing your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot corrupt them? Or are you just looking for some more bling? More bling, please. I will say to God, my rock. God who?
My rock.
God is my rock. Not my friends, not my family, not my money, not my lack of money, not my other stuff. It's God is my rock. God is my rock. Why have you forgotten me? Don't you like these questions?
Yes.
Have you felt that in your heart to ask God that before, to be honest?
No.
Yeah, you're being honest. Well, Jesus said it. If Jesus can say it, we can say it too.
Amen.
It's not a sin to say it. It's a sin to believe it.
Amen.
My God, why have you forsaken me? The Son of God, without sin, said that to His only Father from eternity past. And you and I have sinned against God 100 times. More than that? If you sin more than 100 times, raise your hand. Amen. Do I have 200 sins? Raise your hand. 200 sins, right? Do I have 300 sins? 300 sins back here. Do I hear 400 sins? 400 sins right over there. Do I have 500 sins? 500 sins. Do I have 500 sins? Do I have 600 sins? 600 sins right here. 700 sins right here. Do I have 800 sins? Oh, 800 sins over there. Has anybody sinned 1,000 times? Oh, my. Y'all need to repent for sure, don't you? A lot of sins. Whoa. If you sin one, you sin 1,000 times. Jesus never sinned in word, thought, and deed. So when you put your faith and trust in Him as your Savior, God looks at you through His sinless Son, and you've been set free from the law that condemns you. You're no longer under condemnation. But the question is, turn to your neighbor and say,
the question is,
have you been born again?
Amen.
Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go on mourning?
Wait, Lord, I'm saved by grace. I put my faith in your Son, but why am I still mourning? Isn't everything supposed to be just perfect?
Oh, I see them on TV all the time. Those preachers say that if you're a Christian, you should have no problems.
Yes.
Give me some of that. That's not right. Some of the most godly people I know, the most godly people in the Bible, have the worst issues in life. It doesn't mean that you lack faith when you have problems. It means that you're working your salvation out through fear and trembling. Just say it, name it, blab it, and grab it. No. If you want a Cadillac, say it 1,000 times, it'll happen. No, that's not it. Just trust in God.
Amen.
When your time of blessing is there, he certainly knows that before you. Why do I go on mourning? Because of the oppression of my enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revive. Oh, guess what's happening? His depression, his worry, and his troubles have gotten where? Into his body.
Amen.
Have you ever been really sick? No, really, really sick.
Yeah.
Hospital sick?
Yeah.
Surgery sick?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Pain, 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 pain. I got more pain than they got pills. They got more pain than they got shots. I got more pain than I have prayer. Have you been there?
No. Yeah.
Well, his depression had gotten so bad that it affected him physically. The closest times that I've been to the Almighty God, throne of grace, is when I felt the worst in my body.
Amen.
God knows how you feel, so does Christ. Why they say to me all day long, where's your God? Say, taunting again, where's your God? You're sick? Where's your God? You're broke? Where's your God? You ain't got no house of your own? Where's your God? Why are you in despair, oh my soul? He asked that question again. Why does he ask this question to himself so much? Because he needs to ask the question so much. Sometimes we just need to ask the same question over and over to ourselves until we get it. If you're like me, you're a little bit hard-headed. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you a little bit hard-headed?
Amen.
Why are you in despair of my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? He says that over and over. Yes, he's disturbed. Yes, he has troubles. But I admire him so much because I can relate to him. He's going through troubles, but you know, he was asking the right questions. He was still praising God, remembering how God had given him so many blessings, and the blessings are not through just because you're going through a difficult time. And the last verse, we'll close for the fourth time. Hope in God. Say it together.
Hope in God.
Say it again.
Hope in God.
Say it one more time.
Hope in God.
For I shall yet praise Him.
Amen.
That's encouraging words. That's verse by verse. I enjoy studying this out because it applied to my life for the last few weeks. And the Lord had me just saturate. What is it when you soak something, marinate? How many of you cooks? So when you want to tenderize meat, make it better. Turn to your neighbor and say, make it better. You marinate it. You marinate it. And so I hope my marination and my application has helped you be all that God wants you to be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the Word. The Word, the Word was written over about 2,500 years ago. 2,500 years ago, I'm fascinated by that. That your Word, no matter where it is in the Bible, no matter where we are in life, can help us endure to the end. To praise you, to be joyful in times of trouble and depression. And we're so grateful and thankful for you, for the Word. Help us to get in it more and more and more. Read more, meditate more, do what it says to. And if there's anybody listening to the message that has never said yes to Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I put my faith in Christ as my Savior and Lord. I need to be born again. Let today and let the Word convict them to come to know the Lord for the first time. And for us that already know you as Savior and Lord, I hope the word that was preached, not my personality, but the word that was preached and taught today will help us as sheep of your pasture become the Christians and the children of God you call us to be. We love you so much. We praise you. We thank you. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. And all of God's children said,
Amen.